No te vacilen. Todas las semanas con Patricia Palombi.
¿Qué pasa, gente sica? Yo soy Patricia Palombi y estás escuchando un episodio más de Que no te vacilen, el podcast donde hablamos sobre las relaciones de la generación Z y de la generación millennial. ¿Qué tal estáis hoy? Yo hoy estoy muy emocionada, porque hoy vengo con una entrevista que tenía muchísimas ganas de hacer. Tenía muchísimas ganas de hablar con esta persona desde hace mucho tiempo, cuando empecé a ver sus vídeos y a ver su contenido y a darme cuenta de que tenía mucha razón en casi todo lo que decía. Él es un coach relacional que está un poquito más enfocado en ellas, es decir, en cómo las mujeres suelen gestionar sus relaciones desde el principio, una vez que esto empieza a rodar, etcétera, etcétera. Él se llama Jan Piet, lo siento, lo he dicho lo mejor que he podido, perdón por la pronunciación, pero afortunadamente no estoy yo aquí hoy para hablar en francés, porque si no, no os habríais enterado de nada. Hemos hablado en inglés, lo cual significa que la entrevista va a estar con subtítulos, tanto aquí como en YouTube, que ya sabéis que estoy subiendo todas las entrevistas y todos los últimos episodios ahí también. Y de verdad que os recomiendo mucho que lo veáis porque merece muchísimo la pena escuchar toda la sabiduría que tiene este hombre. Así que bueno, sin más dilación os dejo con la entrevista. So, Jan. Jan is a French coach who's an expert in dating and relationships for women since 2010. And his goal is to help people see their potential through his videos, his conferences and his articles. And obviously through your social media channels, such as YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. So welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much, Patricia. Thank you for this nice introduction.
I've done my research job.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
You know what's one of the reasons that I've invited you to my podcast?
No, I don't know, but you're going to tell me.
Yeah, I am. You know, usually I am, unsurprisingly, not a big fan of male dating coaches, especially when they advise women, because I always feel that there's this like underlaying of misogyny in their narrative every time that they advise something. And mm-hmm. when I came across your content, it was the first time that I was like, wait a second, I actually agree with this guy.
Where can I disagree?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I got you because like, yeah, it's like, and sometimes I have this reaction, this feminine reaction of some of the viewers, not the mm-hmm. client, obviously, but some people like looking for the little bug, you know, like, okay, a glitch right. where I right. can respond to. But yeah, I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of male dating coach for women. Although I don't think there is a lot, but I see what you mean.
Actually, at the beginning, I was thinking, do I like what he's saying? Like, because I'm biased, because he's saying what I want to hear. And I started like reviewing your content and I realized it wasn't because I was biased. It was because you do not coddle men or anyone for that matter when they fuck up and you call out people for their behaviors, which is a backbone of my podcast, and it's something that actually people do not like because they don't like to be told that they're also part of their problem, because that means that they have to take accountability of their actions. Were you aware that you do that?
No, of course, and to me it's a big part of my work actually, because what I do in the end, I'm coaching guys as well, of course not as many as women, but I come from this background where I used to coach guys. So to me, I'm coaching an individual. Could be a man, could be a woman, I don't care. And there is a big part of my coaching where you need to take your responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, a lot of my followers or my clients, they are coming from a place where, I'm attracting this type of guys. Or I am the victim in there. But in the end, you need to take your responsibility. You cannot be on the passenger seat. You know, you need to be on the driver's seat. And if you are speaking to yourself, such as, I'm attracting this, or this happened to me all the time, it means like, wow, like I'm just doing nothing, you know? So mm-hmm. in the end, yes, of course, when I'm speaking to a girl and, for example, they are dating a guy who is like not respectful, acting in a bad way, of course I'm going to point it, but also I'm going to point everything that I can use to solve the problem, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's start from the beginning. How did you start coaching?
I started coaching in 2010, and I started coaching. I was young back then. I was 24, and I started very simply to give advice more to a men population because I felt more entitled to do so, you know. And I was just beginning, so to me it was like, okay, let's see how people respond to my videos, and it worked pretty well. And at some point, after let's say 3-4 years, I started to have a lot of female attention as well on videos who were for guys. And it made me think that, oh, maybe there is like some interesting question I can speak of. And in the end, I was doing both for a while, and I did a switch because in the end, it's better when you address only one audience. It's easier, right? I would say, because it's very hard if you try to speak to, okay, I'm going to speak to the man, I'm going to speak to the woman, and it's confusing. So you need to choose.
Yeah, I know. Actually, now that you've said that you coached men before, a couple of weeks ago, I had another guest, and it was very interesting because he was a male dating coach for men, and you're like a male dating coach for women. So I'm like kind of eager to see the differences in the narrative. So one of the questions that I ask everyone that I interview is, what do you think is the main problem in nowadays relationship?
One of the main problem, I would say, is related to, because there is relationship problem when you have an established relationship, and there is like the creating a relationship problem. And a lot of the coaching that I do the last 2-3 years, it's related to the way people meet. Yeah. And I would speak like for the female point of view of today, you know, a lot of my follower, client, subscriber, they don't like the dating app. What I hear is like, oh, I don't find any match in there. I don't like the men in there. Or I don't like the process at all of like swiping and And so on one way, they don't like this process, or nothing good come out of this process. And on the other way, they don't meet guys like we used to do 10 years ago. So you know where to go, you know what to do, you know how to behave. Like, you know, okay, on this little spot, there's going to be guys in my age, let's say around 30s, with this type of values. So you are in between, you know, like I don't like dating apps, but I don't either. I don't know how to date like in the old days. Right. So it's a big problem. So you try to take a guy which is not for you. You use the dating apps that not gonna, like, they don't play for you, the dating apps, like either for guys or for women. I had this speech yesterday actually on a live. It's quite interesting. It's like the dating apps or the social networks or the dematerialized meeting is using the worst of every people, the worst of women and the worst of men. For example, guys, what they do when they open an app, they come with like a kind of an angriness, like you when, okay, I want to eat something, I'm lacking sugar, so I'm opening my fridge and I want a snack.
Right.
It's a little bit the mindset of the guy when they open the app, like they are going for a snack, you know. They are not going in there like, oh, I'm going to meet an amazing woman to share my life with. And the woman on the other end, when they open the app, they are in full abundance because there is a lot of male attention in there. So like normal, like women are picky. It's a normal thing. Like I don't say it in a bad way. Women pick guy. That's how the human species is done, you know, like select this guy and not this guy. But on the dating app, you are not only picky, you're super extra picky. And you're asked to choose guys not on very relevant thing, like, okay, like the picture, So we have like people who have like difficulty to meet this way.
Right.
What do you think about that? Like,
actually, this was one of the questions that I was going to ask you, like, afterwards, like, what was your take on dating apps? Because this is a very discussed thing for people who, like, you know, like, talk with people a lot about relationships, and like what I have on my DMs through the podcast is very similar to what you're telling. Like, it's always more or less like the beginning of the relationships, these kind of situationships that never really like go to fruition. And then there's a lot of people that don't really know what they want, and if they know it, then they idealize the other person, and then the other person is not really committing to them. That's actually something that I was gonna like tell you, so you can talk to us a bit about that, because my audience are mainly women, and I do see certain issues that repeat themselves constantly on my DMs, such as, for example, what I told you, the idealization in the early stages, the non-commitment or staying somewhere where they're not giving you what you want, or mothering or saving a guy. You know, I see this constantly, and I don't know how to tell my girlies, like, that guy is not for you, because this is obvious. So could you tell us, how would a guy behave if they actually liked you in reality?
Yes, totally. And let's start from the beginning. Let's say that a single woman is listening to this podcast and she's like, okay, nothing good is coming out of the dating apps. I don't have quality dates. And when I start something with a guy, it doesn't work. I'm trying to fit a circle into a square and I don't know, it's not working. So the first thing I would say is like, it's very hard to pick the good one on the dating apps. Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing coaching sessions with my clients, they are getting super mad at me because I'm taking their phone and I'm swiping for them and I'm writing for them. And I'm doing the exact opposite of what they do. So it's a good starting point for me. Let's say the last coaching that I did in Paris, like I was so with this woman in the 30s, and I was looking at the way she was swiping, and she was like, no, 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 no. Very fast, super fast, you know? Even me, like, my brain had difficulty to follow. I was not processing everything, like, too fast for me. And I was like, no, 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 give me your phone. And I was doing the exact opposite. I changed the parameter. I changed the setting. I was like, hey, you're not going to date. You're not going to start to date a guy living, like, more than 6 kilometers from your home, because someone has to do the, you know, the driving or the subway or whatever. So, okay, let's reduce this. Let's reduce the age range. Okay, perfect. And now I'm saying yes to everyone. And she was like, no, what are you doing? No, 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 I don't want to match this guy. And I had to explain, but nothing is going to happen. You know, it's just a dating app. When you go into a bar, you're looking at everyone. Oh, yes, of course, I'm looking at everyone. Yes, it doesn't cost you anything. You know, your brain is doing calculation in the background. You're looking at the crowd and maybe you see a guy that you like. Maybe you see another guy that you like. Okay, perfect. But all of this is silent and doesn't take you any effort. But on the dating app, to me, it's the same. When you are matching a guy, when you are agreeing for this guy to speak to you, actually, it's not like, because we use the word match, like matchmaking. It's not a match. It's just like, I agree for you eventually to talk to me. Maybe it's not going to happen. To me, it's the exact same thing as looking at someone in a party. So it's not a big deal. And I'm doing this like, yes, 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 yes. Of course, I'm going to say no if there is no picture or if the picture looks like really like terrible. Like, you know, the guy in the toilets, half naked or something, like a joke. You know, okay, we say no to that. But I would say yes to 90% of the guy. And then I put the phone away and we start to talk about something else. And she said, oh, but oh, wait, they're writing. I'm like, yeah, perfect. They're writing. That's what they're supposed to do. And we're going to select the guys, not on the profile in the end, because we want to save all this time and energy. It's a mental load, you know, to go through the profile and read everything. And also you start to objectify the guy a little bit because you're like, oh, this guy is like this, tag Instagram, oh, like that. And you're doing a lot of work with your brain that you're not supposed to do. When you're in a party, you're not doing that. You're just having fun. You just see people and maybe they get closer to talk to you. And then we see what happens. So it's the same here for the dating app. I say yes to basically every clean profile that I see in a good range, in a good in a logical range, you know, close from my home, like close from my age. And then I let the guy speak. Who is going to speak to me? Because a bunch of them are not going to speak. So basically I say, okay, a guy who didn't speak to you 3 days after the match, okay, you erase this guy. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't put your ego in this, you know, up, I erase. I keep the one who are talking to me. Then I look at what they say. And it starts right there because you asked me about the way to recognize. First of all, how do we address me? Did he saw my profile? Is he using something that he saw on my profile? So I, of course, I would remove all the guy who are like disrespectful, rude, or just saying, hey, hi, you know, like they are just putting a 1 cent in the machine. You know, I don't want to invest, you know, I just saying, hey, to see if you're going to reply. And in the end, now you have a bunch of interesting profile because they really want to speak to you and they make you feel it the way they address you. So it's a good start. And it's the opposite of what my clients are doing, actually. They look for the special coffee bean, you know, like, oh, no. Oh, wow, I found this gold nugget, you know. No, but you're not the only one finding this gold nugget.
Right. Yeah, but I also think that it's because, like, the physical part, I think it also plays a big part in the whole deal. And taking into account that you're not seeing the person, so the only thing that you have, it's the picture. Yeah, it's a bit dehumanizing, but it's the only like guide that you may have, whether you like it or not. Of probably course. It won't match.
I understand that perfectly. It's not what I'm teaching you right now. It's not natural at all, and your brain is gonna fight very hard because, as I say, like you, oh, it's full of picture. You want to look at the picture, but in the end, me, I'm like, okay, no. If you want to have a successful dating life, skip this part, because when you are in a party, everything is natural. You know, the physicality in a party is very natural. You are dancing, you are cheering with your friends. And at some point, okay, you notice someone and it doesn't cost you any energy. But the problem is with the app that my client encounter, it's like they're wasting a shitload of time in there. Like me, I'm saying, okay, you're going to use the app only Sundays and Mondays for basically 1 hour, 1 hour. And it's enough to have like quality dates, let's say at least one quality date in the week. And we start from there.
Right.
If you can have more, it's perfect. But if you manage to have two quality dates each week, I mean, it's a lot. Like in a month, you're gonna meet like 10 people, you know?
Right. Let's say that you find that person that you more or less think that they're a good candidate and you start kind of dating. Like, how do we know if they want commitment, apart from like they saying that they want it or not, but like through actions and like how the development of that beginning stages goes?
Yeah, so you need not to listen what the guys say, because the guy, they have only one mood when they go to a date. Like they have only one mask, if I may say. It's the mask of I'm interested. They have this one mode. Whether they really like the woman or they don't like her so much, they're going to play like, okay, I'm interested, I'm smiley, I'm polite, haha, and I'm saying that I'm interested. They don't know how to do something else, you know. Of course, there's going to be exception, like when the guy really don't like you, you're going to feel it, maybe you're going to say it, but the 99% of the time is going to be like, it seems that this guy likes me. So what we're going to do first, consider that the first time you meet a guy, it's not a date. It's not a date. He didn't positively decide to date you. It's a meeting. So to me, it's totally not the same. So the first time doesn't count to me. It should be like two people meeting each other. Like it's the same as a conversation in a party in the end. Like conversation in a party, well, I mean, maybe it's going to last 5 minutes. Maybe it's going to last 30 minutes and we're going to exchange our phone numbers. We don't know. So this is the same. You start to realize if the guy is interested after this meeting. First thing, like do the meeting, do it the way you want, but basically, since it doesn't count, I mean, don't do a 5-course meal, you know, like don't spend like 5 hours, you know, don't do a maxi super date. It's bad to do that in my opinion, because you are showing that you care too much for these guys, because you are showing like, hey, I'm opening all my schedule for you, Mr. Nobody that I don't know from Tinder or Inge or whatever. So it's sending a signal, even if you like to eat, even whatever. Just do something simple, like a coffee, like a walk in the park, like whatever, like eat an ice cream if it's summer, or do something that you really want to do. You want to go to this exhibition. Okay, say to the guy, I'm going there, come with me. And let's see if this guy agrees to go into your schedule. But you're going to look what happened after this first meeting. How much time does it take for this man to secure And I'm using the word secure on purpose. It's a bit strange, but it's not very romantic, but to secure a very first date with you. Because like, if a guy likes you, he's going to be worried. He's going to be worried not to see you again. So the first thing that you're going to see, it's like kind of an emergency to see you again in a proper way. Because, of course, if the guy just after the first meeting texts you and say, hey, tomorrow my place, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not a proper way. It's like a cheap way. But if this guy, like the next day or the day after, me, I'm looking in a range of 2-3 days maximum. We want to see something happen. Like the guy pick up the phone and say, okay, next week, Wednesday at 9, are you free? I want to go to dinner with you. I want to do this or that. Okay, that's a good, good sign. But if the guy waits more than 3 days, to me, there is not this kind of emergency. He's not pushing his schedule. He's like, okay, I have time. Let's see. And a cheap proposition is going to follow because, of course, this guy, if he's not really interested, at least he wants to have sex with you, you know? And who would blame him for that? You know, like he's meeting a beautiful woman. He's like a human being. So he's going to try. He's going to try that anyway. So you look at the time frame. You know, it's a good indicator.
So I had a question that I was going to make you regarding this topic because I get asked a lot. Does having sex with a guy on the early stages changes the outcome? Or like if a guy likes you, he likes you and he has nothing to do? This, I get asked this all the time.
The question of the century, this one.
Yes.
I would do a very easy comparison. Does this, if I'm going to a big family lunch, if I'm eating all the peanuts, the aperitivo, you know, all the, you know, the snacks. My mom was always like doing this to me, like, don't eat all the peanuts, don't eat the crackers. If you eat a shitload of crackers, are you going to be hungry after? Like, I mean, I'm doing this comparison because like sometimes it's going to change something. Sometimes it's not going to change something. But most of the time, like sleeping, being intimate very early with someone could have this effect or, okay, where do I put my energy now? You know, like, okay, belly full. Maybe I'm going to grab a book. Maybe I'm going to do something else. And you don't want to have this effect because in the end, don't forget something. You're here to meet this person. When I say meet this person, of course, it's going to be on an intimate level, but you want your personality to meet his personality because the way a man catches feeling, it's by meeting your personality. He needs to realize, acknowledge that even if you are not intimate, dating you, it's a wonderful experience. And he's not counting the hours. He's not like, oh, I'm wasting my energy in there. No. It's like going to see an amazing movie. I'm going to the theater, and whether the movie is going to be 1 hour or 3 hours, I don't care. He needs to have this feeling while meeting your personality and realizing that. And even this guy should say to himself, you know what? Even if she put me in the friend zone, I'd like to see her again. You want this guy to catch this feeling. So if you have sex like after 3-4 hours of time, of course, it's going to be wonderful. Everybody's going to be happy. I mean, you're going to be happy. He's going to be happy. But yeah, then after, you don't know what's going to happen in the mind of this guy. Maybe he's going to be like I say, like, oh, okay. Oh, that's done. Like he releases all the tension in his body, all the stress. And he doesn't have this big, like, sex is a big motivation, you know? It's a big drive for a guy. I hear oftenly, like, people speaking of masculine energy. Oh, I want a guy with this masculine energy. It's coming from the libido a lot, you know? It's like this, like, I'm going to this woman. So it's like a big power mode. If you want to switch it off right away, you'd better be good at connecting very fast with him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, that's why I say sometimes it doesn't change anything. Because if you have a very strong personality, and this personality is like you're magnetizing a lot of people with your personality, even like we go to your place, it's amazing. Oh, you don't even need to dig to know this person. You know, like instantly you have a connection. But not everyone can do that. For some people, for some women, it takes a little bit more time to feel comfortable, to connect, and you know. So I would advise to make your own experience, of course, but also to try to see this in the guy, this like this effect that I speak of, like, okay, he likes positively to spend time with me. So what would be a good sign of that, in your opinion? I'm asking you right now, like, how do you know that a guy, like, okay, you spend 2 dates, you meet this guy and you spend 2 dates. How do you know that this guy is digging into your personality?
So, okay, I have a bit of a mixed opinion regarding this because, like, my two stable relationships have gone straight forward just, like, by having sex the first day. So this, like, changes the rest of my opinion, which is, like, in most of the cases, I do see that once you have sex at the beginning, they lose interest faster. So that's why I have, like, this duality of sometimes yes, sometimes not. But what it's an indicative for me that a guy is interested, it's basically the effort that he does when we're apart. Like, that's the thing for me. Like, I don't care about, like, I don't know, like, gifts or, like, I don't know. Like, for me, I just feel like when someone's interested genuinely in me because he's not sexualizing me, he's not, like, straight, you know, telling me to go to his house just at night, or, and he's trying to, like, find places in his agenda to make space for me. That's the thing that I feel, you know, because, like, it's like, no, I'm a bad texter. Okay, I can deal with that. But, like, texting me, it's not, like, taking you an hour. It's just, like, a quick text is like a little reminder that you're thinking of me and that you're interested in knowing how my day is going, you know? But, like, you know, how are you doing text doesn't take like 3 days to answer. And actually, one of the things that I'm told a lot of times is that I'm pretty radical because I'm a big defender of if he wanted to, he would. And normally people are always like making excuses of like, yeah, but what if this and what if that? And it's like, if he wanted to, he would. Cause like, and if he's not doing it, it's because you're not his priority. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to be like everyone's priority, but I think that the person that's for you will make a priority of you, you know? So that's why time for me, like making little efforts on the daily life, it's what does it for me.
Exactly. There is a lot of interesting things in what you say. So, of course, if a guy has a solid level of interest, if I might say, you're going to see signs. And usually people, like you just did, they use the communication to see like, oh, okay, is he responding, not responding? How much of investment is putting in this dating? Like, in the end, of course, like, if a guy is interested, there's going to be signs. But I would not use so much the text message to read this, because even a monkey can text every day, you know, like me for my work, let's say I'm going to write like 200 text message a day. So I can do it. And it's not like, it's just a work, you know, it's very easy. So what you're going to look at, it's how this guy relate to my personality through the communication and through the date we are organizing. For example, during the first date, you spoke about a movie. Okay, you were mentioning the movie The Notebook. Ah, oh, have you seen The Notebook? Okay, ah, this movie with Ryan Gosling, blah, 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 blah. And if you see that this guy, the next date or later in the communication, he say, oh, by the way, I watched this movie. This right. is very interesting. This guy is trying to plug himself to your personality. He's trying to establish a connection. He reminds stuff like this. And this is very difficult for a guy who has a low level of interest, because the only motivation for him is like, okay, I want to have sex, but I don't want to commit too much. So he doesn't remind stuff. He doesn't like retain stuff. He's more like, he's going to be more like, hey, how are you doing? La, 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 la. Something very easy. So you need to look at this. It can be during, it can be over the conversation. It can be the way he organized dates. So, for example, he wants to make you discover something, but it's going to be totally tailor-made for you. You know what I mean? Even if it's a cheap thing, it's going to be tailor-made. Right. And you mentioned the gift. I'm not against the gift. I mean, it's very strange if a guy is gifting you something like 50 euro, 100 euro, like something expensive right away. But let's say he comes back with a little something, you know, like, oh, by the way, I thought of you because, like, I don't know, your air set is shitty. Yeah, it's not going to use the word buying, but, you know, like something, you know.
Yeah, but that's a bit different because that's like taking care, you know. Exactly. It's not the same as like a gift, like out of nowhere, just like to make you happy, exactly. You know.
Tailor-made. That's like, Like, should be the same with the messages on the dating app. Mm-hmm. Can this message be sent to another woman? Yes or no? Can this new air set, it doesn't make any sense if I give this to another woman because we never discussed this topic before. So you need to see that. And you said something like, oh, is the guy sexualizing? I would not be so scared of a guy sexualizing because, like, to me, we are human. It's very normal. Flirting, sex, it's normal. If it's not there, it's going to be strange. If it's too much there, it's going to be strange. It's like salt and pepper in a salad, you know? Mm-hmm. So some guys sometimes are a bit clumsy. Either they are very scared and they don't want to touch these buttons because they don't know, they're afraid to lose you. So sometimes you're going to see like a dating without the flirting, which is a bit like, something is lacking.
No, totally. Yeah. I was talking sexualizing like in a like an extreme way, you know, like obviously like, yeah, I like to feel desired, obviously. But yeah, more like in a very direct way when they don't maybe know me or like very straightforward or, you know, because like it's not I'm invested in you as a person. I'm just invested in your physical.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, if a guy is like, let's say tomorrow, always take this example, but tomorrow I meet Margot Robbie, okay? Am I going to send her like dirty text or like really like very flirty? No, I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I want to see her again. And I'm in this mode of I'm watching carefully what I do. So I'm going to try to do the right thing. If I think like flirting is the right thing to do, which by the way, can be the right thing to do. You need to put a little bit of salt and pepper. I'm not going to go too heavy on that. Just a slight touch, maybe like a little smiley, maybe a little joke, you know, but I'm not going to like sexualize it too much. Mm-hmm. And so that's interesting. So you can filter the guy, like the way they speak to you, because the way they speak to you is the way they see you.
Right.
So look at that and it's a good clue.
Right. So as we're running a bit out of time, I'm going to ask you one of the final questions, which is about commitment. How long does it take for someone to know if they want to commit to you, or how long does it take more or less for a relationship to go and roll in the right direction?
Like what I observed through the years, whether it's for women or for men, it's like usually it takes a bit of time to catch feelings. So when you start to meet someone, it's not going to be real interest. First, it's going to be desire. Oh, mm-hmm. This person is attractive to me. The way he speaks, the way he moves, la, la, la. So when you don't know this person, it's just like desire. So it takes to me it's an average, doesn't apply to everyone. But what I notice is like around 2 months, 2 months of dating. But when I say 2 months of dating, it's not like a date every day. It's like more or less, like I would say, a little bit more than 10 dates. And if you do a really good date per week, it's about 2 months, you know? So try to take this in consideration, even for yourself. If you're a woman listening to this podcast, like for sure for you as well, it takes a bit of time to know if it's a good guy to have a relationship with you. You need to share experience with him. You need to see him in different location with like, okay, how is he behaving in a restaurant? How is he behaving with me when we are doing this and that? And when there is little problems, how does he handle this situation? Does he get upset or is he patient? So it's very interesting to have this conversation around 2 months. And when I say have this conversation, it needs to be very clear because a lot of time I have like a subscriber telling me, oh, I'm seeing this guy since 6 months. And He asked me for more time to commit. No. It should have been clear long time ago, you know. 2 months, he knows, and you should start to know. Okay, if you, the important thing is, okay, does this guy know for sure? But yeah, you need to start the conversation, and you start it like very simply. Like, oh, we start to see more and more, and I start to you know, you just show a little bit of vulnerability, you know, and you ask this question like, what are we, you know? I don't know how to phrase it exactly properly in English, but it needs to be genuine. You need to show a little bit of vulnerability. It's not a problem because you've been seeing this guy since 2 months. So in the end, you're close enough to show the vulnerability. But the mistake a lot of women makes at this point is like they do start the conversation or they try to open the subject like after 2 months, 3 months, because they are worried a little bit. They want to open the subject. But when the conversation starts, they are afraid to finish it.
Right.
And that's the key. It's like, if you start this conversation, there is only two way out. We are together or we are not together.
Right.
So see this as a, you know, like as a boxing match. Oh, but it's not violent, but see this as something like there is only, okay, either we leave this room and we are in a relationship, or we mm-hmm. leave both ways separately.
Right.
And usually it's tough because people are speaking and the guys are sending arguments like, okay, no, I need more time, but my ex was crazy, no, I'm afraid, no, there is this, no, there is that. And you can get tricked.
Right.
And not finishing this conversation.
Yeah. But right.
Don't be afraid to leave alone this conversation, because if the guy really likes you, at some point he's gonna catch you. You know, like okay. Don't leave. I want to be with you. So you need to show some balls in there.
Right. And so I'm gonna make you a final question. It's kind of ambiguous, actually. Maybe there's not an answer, but what do you think it is? What make someone fall in love, like the realization that you've fell in love with someone? Is there like this click?
It's a question I put my mind through a lot, because like people want the magic answer for that. But in the end, neither it's physical, because a lot of time you're gonna see some guys or women with someone they fall in love with, but like, you know, like, they're going to say it, well, you're going to see it. You're going to see it's not physical. You know, it's gonna, okay, no, it's not a real, like, when you see them, you don't feel like it's a really perfect picture couple match.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not physical. It's related to your personality, but I'm going to give you an example to show you how complex it can be. For example, let's say you are like an actress, not a crazy movie actress, but not an A-list, but you're an actress, you're doing theater, okay? And you're producing in various plays in the theater. But for example, let's say you meet a guy that all his life is been dreaming of being an actor, being in this world of creatives and creation. It's gonna trigger something inside of him. So it's for me to say that it's you, it's your personality, it's the choice you've made, and it's also something you represent to him, you know? Like for this guy, for example, you're representing an access to this world. And like, it's going to play a lot, you know, the way he's going to catch feeling. Like, oh, if we want to simplify this, people would say, okay, it's admiration. Okay, let's put it simple, it's admiration. But sometimes it's more than that. It's something very tiny in your personality that can play. You know, like I see a lot of books in your library. Maybe you're gonna speak to me about a specific book, and that's gonna trigger something. So mm-hmm. of course the physicality is important, but you need to have enough attraction, whether it's for the woman and for the guy. You need to have a minimum level of attraction, but after that, it's 100% your personality. And it's too complex to sum it up in one sentence, because it's like a big salad of a lot of things, you know?
Right. Because I always ask, like, what do you think is the click? I call it the click, you know, but no one can give me, like, this answer, like, this specific answer. Because, yeah, it's different for everyone.
There is an answer for each guy who felt in love with you. There's going to be one click, and this click might be very different from one guy to another.
Right. Yes. So, I'd love to talk to you. Thank you very much for accepting my interview. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, Patricia. If people want to learn a little bit more about me, they can find me whether it's on TikTok or Instagram. They just put my name, Yann Piet Coach, all attached, no caps, right. And they're going to find me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, either ways, I will leave all your information, your web, all your links, so everything.
You can cut this thing.
So do you want to say something like before we end? If you would have to give one final advice to the people that are listening to you, what would it be?
Like, if I want to give a conclusion to this amazing conversation, I would say, and I'm assuming I'm speaking to women, like, I don't know who are your listener, but I think it's mostly women. Like, the key in everything that I say is like to go from passive to active. I said it in the beginning of the conversation, but don't stay on the passenger seat. You need to be on the driving seat. So the way you speak to yourself and the way you speak to guys is going to play a big role. Don't be passive. Don't say, I'm attracting. It's happening to me. No, I'm picking. I'm choosing. I'm going there to do that. I want this type of guys. Okay, where are they? How do they behave? What do they like? So you need to be active if you really want something in life. The only way you're going to get it is being active. And it starts by the way you speak to yourself.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia.
Bueno, pues eso ha sido todo por hoy. Espero que te haya gustado, espero que hayas aprendido mucho. Yo me ha encantado esta conversación, tenía muchísimas ganas de hablar con él, como os he dicho al principio. Y espero que os haya abierto un poquito la mente en cuanto a ciertas cosas sobre las que ha dicho en relación a las aplicaciones, a cómo llevar una relación desde el principio, a cómo conectar con una persona. Tenéis toda la información de Yann en la cajita de descripción con sus links, sus redes sociales, su página web, etcétera, etcétera, por si queréis buscar mucha más información y escuchar todo lo que no le ha dado tiempo a decir en este ratito. Y ya sabéis que podéis seguir mandándome cualquier salseo, cotilleo, lo que tú quieras que yo sepa, al Insta del podcast, @quenotevacilen, y no olvides seguirme también en mis redes sociales, TikTok, Instagram y YouTube, como @patpalombi. Y yo te espero en el próximo episodio.
Que no te vacilen, todas las semanas con Patricia Palombi.